Governor Whitmer was not enjoying the holiday weekend on the water. I was. Ivy was. Family was. And so were a lot of other folks. Michigan reopening like some other states, but so slowly, it's maddening. Of course, companies and businesses going out of business every day in New York, Oregon, Michigan, all over this country because companies are not being allowed to work or work at capacity. Most companies can't function at 50% income or 20% income or whatever it turns out to be. The fact of the matter is the strangulation of the American economy continues at the hands of Democrat governors who don't care much about science. Well, they care about political science. And they're of the belief that if they continue to knock this country down, that somehow it will bode well for them come this fall. The problem is Joe Biden was just released from the basement. So, as a result, Joe Biden's going to be out there talking in public. And people are going to record him. Yeah. And that'd be part of the problem that's going to happen for Joe Biden going forward, is that they're going to be playing him and recording him, and it's going to be it's going to be a challenge. Charlemagne the God, a big talk personality in the African-American community, certainly, and elsewhere, but very popular among the black community in America. Charlemagne the God. I don't know why I didn't think of that name. Maybe I should have. But I credit him for being a guy who is tough, asks real questions, digs deep, demands real answers, doesn't just throw, you know, soft balls and allow people to skate by. And, of course, you heard about the big dust-up when Joe Biden was on his program here last week and said, if you don't vote for Joe Biden over Donald Trump, you ain't black. It's used the word ain't that's almost just as aggravating as you ain't black. Oh, what are you doing, Joe? Anyhow, South Carolina's Jim Clyburn is credited by many for saving Joe Biden's presidential campaign. Because Jim Clyburn went out just before the South Carolina primary, endorsed Joe Biden. He won big the next day, or a couple of days later, basically hammered Bernie Sanders out of the race. Well, Jim Clyburn now has been asked to weigh in on what he thinks about Biden's comments, because he's the guy that propelled Biden to that position, probably with a lot of promises of great things to come for him. And he appeared on The View yesterday. It's bite number three with South Carolina's member of Congress, Jim Clyburn, on the whole flap over you ain't black. Here it is.
You heard this exchange that was played. I always think it's a mistake when folks go on to shows and think they're home. Think they're talking to friends and stuff because they just go out on an edge. So when you heard this, what was your response to the comments?
Well, first of all, let me thank you very much for having me. I cringed, no question about that. It's kind of interesting, though. You know, Charlemagne, or Leonard, is from South Carolina as well. In fact, he and my wife, my late wife, shared the same hometown, Monk's Corner. We hung out together last homecoming at South Carolina State. So I know him very well. I know what his job is. His job is to push the buttons, and he does that very well. In this instance, Joe did not do as well as I had hoped.
Yeah, didn't do as well as I had hoped. You mean he didn't seem cognizant? He didn't seem to be dealing with his dementia very well? All true. It's a difficult time. And usually Joe's good in the morning. He doesn't sunset till about 3 or 4. I mean, they know that. They try to keep him safe and away from cameras in the afternoon. Charlemagne the God then appeared on MSNBC in the aftermath of Joe Biden's bizarre comment and his attempt to say, well, yeah, I was just being too, you know, cavalier is what it was. And Charlemagne was asked, hey, do you think that the Democrats take black voters for granted? Somebody actually asked that with a straight face. It's bite number four. Go.
Do you think there's a risk that not just Joe Biden, but the Democratic Party in general, just takes for granted that, well, the black people are with us, so we don't really have to give them anything else. They're going to vote for us regardless. Look, they voted for Joe Biden in overwhelming numbers. 6 in 10 black voters, particularly in southern states, they all voted for Joe Biden. We don't need to offer anything more. Do you worry that that is the attitude that Democrats are taking toward the black community?
I mean, I know that's the attitude, you know. I mean, that's why I don't even care about the words and the lip service, and the apology is cool, but the best apology is actually a black agenda. You know, they got to make some real policy commitments to black people.
Yeah, actual policies that made a difference, not policies that kept us, you know, on food stamps and in this circle of government checks and so forth. Actual policies would be nice. I don't even worry about their lip service. Good for you, Charlamagne. Who, by the way, is also from South Carolina, interestingly enough. But then Joe Biden blamed him. Saying it was, you know, not really his fault. Charlamagne was kind of egging him on. I can't make it up. Last bit on this, bite number 5. Go.
I want to ask you about the remark you made last week on the Breakfast Club. You said, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or for Trump, you ain't black.
Well,
now, you've since said that you shouldn't have been so cavalier. But during the same interview, you said the NAACP has endorsed me every time I've run, which isn't true. So my question for you is about what some supporters say they're worried about, which is that all of this could end up hurting the enthusiasm that you really need to win among black voters.
Well, first of all, it was a mistake, number one. And I was smiling when he asked me the question. I was, you know, I shouldn't have been such a wise guy with him. He was being a wise guy, and I responded kind.
He was being a wise guy, you see. I was just responding to that. It wasn't my fault, you see. It was just, you know. Anyhow, congratulations, Democrats. Just when you thought a worse candidate than Hillary Clinton could never be found, you've scrubbed the earth, and you've found the answer. Congratulations. 25 after on a Wednesday, it's the Steve Gruber Show. You're in the No Panic Zone.